Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Introducing the greatest animated series you've never seen, Lightning Dogs. These canine commandos are lost on a post-apocalyptic Earth and battling the forces of the evil Glampire. It's a tribute to the cartoons and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, and Nerdy Show is hell-bent on bringing it to life.
Blocks sold separately.
Join us as we document our quest from the moment lightning struck to every world-building session and beyond, and make our crazy dream a reality. Roll with the pack at lightningdogs.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is brought to you by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
We all did different.
Has anyone in this family seen a chicken?
How many snacks do you have?
42.
It's down to 40 now.
I'm down to 40.
Shit, I was going to say, if you eat two snacks at a time, you'll never be on an odd number.
But then I'll be too full for other stuff.
We'll just
these are Nutri-Grain bars.
Wait on the snacks for a little bit and then eat two at a time.
Yeah, slow down,
fatty. Clean it out.
I was just coming up with
an idea.
Well,
I didn't eat all of the ones that I've been eating. I gave one to Obi. The sugar was low.
I almost died.
That's why I gave you a snack.
I was digested.
I think the words are thank you.
You're laying on the ground bleeding and she throws a Nutri-Grain bar on you.
Like, hits me in the face.
It's the wild berry flavor.
Where we last left you guys, you had just defeated
Saddam Hussein. Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Guys, we got him.
Stop.
A large thing. And then watched a home video, heartwarming story about a boy and his dog, presumably. Not Guff, because it involved triangles.
Triangles.
The bulkhead's open, lights are on. You walk out, what do you see?
No, we went to
we went to the ditch.
The people.
Yeah.
No, we got to the ditch.
Far. Oh, we got to the ditch.
There's bugs there.
We see bugs.
And the lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
And
they all scatter.
It makes me wonder if they were there in the dark and we just happened to walk exactly.
I thought that's what Joshua said happened last time. That
he said you're not sure. Yeah.
That we think they might.
Could have been.
Can we ignore the bugs, or have they like
not the bug threat?
Bug sensed us.
It's a good question.
With their sensors, or we would have to just peace out.
You got to give a perception check to see.
Why do I have to?
I would say that
you probably, I think, because you just brought it up. Check too.
Well, let's deal with who sees them. Let's say you can all see them, but who sees them first? Let's get an intellect roll here.
11.
19.
18. Galeen is last to know, and I'd say the 19 and 18 pretty
same ballpark.
It's probably hard to tell who saw them first when you guys all. Yeah.
Bugs. Yo. Esmond throws up in his mouth a little.
Just ignore them and just keep walking.
We can't. They're in a crevasse.
I lean towards Esmond and say, I noticed them just shortly before you did.
Cool, bro.
No, I think we should just ignore them and keep going.
That's a good idea. Galeen, if you would lead.
You're not the manager.
I am the manager.
How did we get there last time?
You went down into the ravine and climbed up the other side.
Did we crawl on the bugs?
No, that's what I said. Oh man, with the lights off, did we just get really lucky walking between the bugs?
Between the bugs,
or maybe we walked on them. We don't even know.
Why you gotta do?
They're pretty big.
My attention.
There's a lot of them, and they're
what
they're
do they look large, like?
There's a bunch of different kinds
like
of bugs.
Praying mantises.
Yes.
Not Tectani.
Not Tectani. They look like they're doing bug stuff, moving things around. Some are crawling over other ones. They're like picking things up, eating them.
What's the average size of these bugs?
Well, laden or unladen?
What does that mean?
If two of them had to carry
a coconut,
yeah,
would they be able to?
I think that
they could grip it by the husk.
I see.
Average size is a weird question. because these are so diverse.
Okay.
I would say the largest is probably 10 feet long.
Okay, that answers my question, because I was wondering if these are bugs averaging 3 inches long.
Bugs and there's a lot of bugs on them.
That's creepy, right? But if they're small, that's fine. But
there's like a trail of ants and you won't step over it.
You're bugs. Something crunchy on the ground. Feels like fortune cookies.
They'll get our snacks. We gotta kill them.
You said, let's stand against the wall. Stand against the wall.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the combat round against like a mound of ants?
You miss. Die. You yeah. die.
Miss.
They get like 90 turns per round.
Give me a second. I have to roll 743,000
d20. So you see all these bugs. We're talking centipedes, grubs, giant...
Katydids?
Katydids, yeah.
Oh. What did Katy do?
It. And mantises and swarms of beetles and giant spiders.
I'm uncomfortable.
Don't fish eat bugs?
Some do. Hmm.
These bugs aren't close enough to water.
Or this large.
Yeah, that's a pretty determining factor.
What do we know about those bugs there, Galen?
Ah, survivalist.
That she is.
I would say you'd know something about bugs.
Probably.
Maybe not these specific bugs, but maybe the chordata.
She's like,
the phylum.
Some of them are cream-pilled.
Do like...
Ah, the little cream-filled kind.
So did you want me to roll?
Yeah.
To know?
Yeah.
It would be your survivalist. Mm-hmm. So I would say you get to add your profession to this.
Okay.
So that would be your plus five bonus.
Yeah.
Then you add your intellect.
That's zero.
Okay. It's as much as you expect. And...
19. Plus 5 is 24.
It's the highest number, again, always. It just drops them.
Damn it!
Okay, so yeah, I'd say you know pretty well. You don't know these specific species. These are clearly, they live underground, but you recognize...
Are they white?
They are not white.
Are they clear? You can see their insides?
Ooh, some of them, yeah. Let's say that.
Ooh.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
Glass spiders.
Yeah. So let's say they're all like that.
Cool. Yeah.
You
cool.
see their
that
insides.
Cool. Glass spiders is a really good name.
Can't wait to pop.
Yeah. And see if like what you see on the inside is what actually comes out.
Wouldn't that be a mind fuck if it wasn't?
Cool.
And you would know based on what you're seeing, most of them are carnivorous. Not all of them. Like there's probably some ones that look like dung beetles.
Oh, am I supposed to tell people that? I know that.
You do. You
you're
guys do whatever you want.
You're the only person who knows anything.
Okay. I guess Galen would share that with OB because he's a scholar.
Well, let's give you some useful information.
Oh, that would be nice.
Let's say it is difficult to escape their notice, and you don't know how you did it last time, but maybe because you guys did it so fast, you didn't dwell. However, the lights are on, and these things look like they have eyes.
Are they sensitive to light? Like, if you turn the light on, they like can or can't see better?
It's hard to tell, but they definitely are looking at things.
I say we burn them.
Okay, we look down at the bugs.
Yeah.
Are they traveling?
Some
of them are traveling.
Yeah, I mean, let's say that there is...
Is this like a herd of buffalo where like it's just so long that everyone's doing their own thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn. Mm. I was going to say, let's just wait till they walk by.
No, it
doesn't seem to be an option.
It is lousy, almost literally, with bugs.
Any suggestions on what to do about these fuckers?
Some of those bugs like to eat meat, yeah?
Like you.
Like that one.
Like that one. Weasels. And they like to eat like other bugs, yeah?
Well, that sounds less than ideal.
They don't eat birds, though.
Not a lot of birds underground.
Yeah. Where are we on the map? And there's only one way.
What you're looking at in the ravine, it goes on into darkness in either direction. Left and right, which would be west and east, respectively.
But there's no way to cross it. Like, there's, like, if we go back to the circle, there's no other doors to, like, go to another area to cross.
No, not
it.
That you've seen. This is where... this room was solitary.
I like that we were like, oh, giant weasel, let's fucking kill it. Moss-covered robot, let's kill it. Some bugs. What do we do?
Not some bugs.
A lot of bugs.
Guys, I have a plan.
Enlighten us.
We pretend to be bugs, and we walk by them.
That's pretty good. I have a different idea.
No.
Miss Galen, how about we throw some snacks and create a path for us? We only probably need two snacks.
Well, we can't carry the thing we killed. Over here is too heavy.
I meant the snacks you were carrying.
What snacks?
I think he's referring to the snacks that you keep eating and that you keep feeding to him.
Do we take the chance of burning them from up here and hoping they go away?
We can try that. I like Obi's idea to start with, though.
It can't hurt.
We can always fall back on roasting.
Okay, so no, it's a good backup plan. No on my great idea of pretending to be bugs.
We could do that after they've been distracted.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Are we unwrapping the snacks? Because yes. They're like Nutri-Grain bars.
Yeah, I don't expect the bugs to unwrap
what
them.
What flavor?
Ooh, unless they're Lembas.
My God.
I'm being a team player.
Do you have world
meat builder.
Flavor?
Yeah, meat would probably do.
I got strawberry, wild berry, apple cinnamon, and that's it.
What's your least favorite one?
I like them all.
But like if you had to pick a least favorite, though?
Somebody says you have to jump into a ravine and you have to bet your life on which snack.
I guess my least favorite would be apple cinnamon.
All right, let's say let's
that's
do
the
that.
Wrong choice.
That's the wrong choice.
You live your life.
Oh, did you guys not want those?
Although I do like wild berry.
No, but if you
wild
give
berry,
that to
right?
me, I'm just
I know, right?
Eat
it's
the
like
apple
very
cinnamon.
Refreshing.
Yeah, but it's also like fake and mostly sugar. But like I'm into it.
But apple cinnamon.
They all are.
Yeah.
It's just
all right.
Apple.
So Gaylene pulls out 4 Nutri-Grain bars that are apple cinnamon flavored, and she hands out 1 to each of her friends.
All right.
I just imagine I'll be standing on the edge of this ravine. Oh, there's some giant killer bugs. Well, everybody, here's our plan. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Edmund doesn't have the manual dexterity really to do the subtle version of like.
So he opens it, but it explodes and falls on the floor.
Yeah, he bites the corner of it.
Except his mouth is like a foot and a half wide. So he's,
I'm going to roll a d6.
All right.
We'll say if it rolls a 1... They don't go for the snacks.
All right.
They go for the snacks.
Yeah.
I assume you're going to do stealth, right?
Yes. That would be the plan, yeah.
We'll say the bugs are pretty well occupied. If everybody can beat 10, you guys make it across.
This is a tall order, boys.
Dex check.
Including our dexterity.
Yes. Yeah.
Would my disguise kit change that?
Well, your plan, if you had enacted your plan.
Hold on. Even though it is a charisma skill, can I use my low-key ability?
Composure?
Yeah, composure.
Yes.
Low-key?
That would, I feel like
so
that would
work. You roll twice and use the higher result. Yeah, if you're trying not to be noticed, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to fuck this one up for everybody.
I
fuck it up so hard.
Liam, what did you get?
2.
Plus 9. What?
Nothing.
21.
Rick, I got a 16. Plus 5.
So if either one of you rolls a 1
uh-huh.
on these D6s that I just handed you, they take notice of you.
All right, Nesbitt. 1.
Just them?
2.
Yes.
3.
1.
You had 1 job. It has 6 sides.
Whoops. Shit. Sorry, guys.
Wildberry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Are we just going to go faster?
Yeah, make a break for it. Run.
Run. Run.
Must go faster. Oh, must go faster.
I got sprint.
I was pointing at Jeff Goldblum while I was saying must go faster.
Oh. Okay.
Because that's a Jurassic Park reference.
It's also an Independence Stop. Day.
Reference. No, it's not.
No, it is. He says that when the door's right. closing.
He's not even in there.
All right, are we rolling for anything? Are we rolling for how fast we can go?
I would say no. I would say you can.
Because I got plus 2 to sprint.
So you make it to the other side, and you jump up into the tube. You know that, someone took notice. Good thing the rest of them are eating snacks, which means I'm going to take these 2 that I was preparing and put them away.
Yes.
They're eating snacks.
Eating snacks.
So you jump up in the hole. You're headed north, back towards the areas you've already explored. You know something's coming behind you. You don't know what. What's your game plan? What are you doing?
What does it look like now that the lights are on
here? Oh, thank you for asking. So it looks fucking crazy. There are triangles leading places, some leading one direction, some leading another. I know, very offensive. Ghostly images floating through the halls at weird angles, and some of them look like they would be people, except for their parts are all like not joining together, and some of them are growing larger and smaller in a weird way that doesn't let them move. You don't get the sense that they're actually interacting with anything.
By people, do you mean Tolden?
It's hard to tell. Let's say yes.
Okay.
They're very unfocused, and they kind of fade in and out.
They're blurry.
Yeah.
Man, the guff must have killed lots of Tolden here.
And there's lots of noises coming from them. Some of them sound like they're talking. Other ones, they sound like they are screeching. Some that sound like a chittering noise, like a small object banging on a metal plate. Everything in here has gone bananas. You don't see any other creatures in front of you other than this kaleidoscope.
For the record, the Guff of Kild told him, like, everywhere.
Bolivar, are we meeting him?
And I like the idea of having a bunch of casters fucking... the idea was to get back to Bolivar so we could rest, I think was the plan. Mm-hmm. So I like the idea of running into a choke point and having a bunch of fucking way forward mages blasting whatever's chasing us.
Yeah. As long as you're alive, yeah.
Okay.
Not much chance of that. Yeah. But
let's go. North. Well. Northbound.
North.
All right, gents. Let's keep on going.
So your plan is to try to sprint as fast as you can. The couple thousand feet, that will take you to the place where Bolivar was.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You hear the sounds of skittering behind you. This is familiar, right, guys?
Yeah.
The dust around the floor begins to dance as you hear a low vibration that rises in sound. It's closer than you've ever heard it before.
Which, from, like, all over?
It's hard to tell because it reverberates up and down this tube.
There's one fucking centipede.
Turn around.
That has been making all this noise this entire time.
It's a scarab rubbing its legs together.
He's not even, like, top of the pack. He's just the loudest.
Size of a quarter.
First instinct. Keep running.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get to the intersection where all the science was.
The junction?
Yeah, the junction. There's just things jumping off of the kiosks and moving around ghostly, displaying things that you don't understand and symbols of things exploding and reconnecting. And it's just, it's very crazy, but the sound doesn't slow down behind you. And then again, and dusk shakes free of everything around you and the whole tube shakes with the sound.
Hard east.
Hard east towards Bolivo and the way forward.
Yep. I agree.
You get there and Bolivo and the way forward are looking at you white as a sheet. The lights
what
came on. Things in the room are like talking at them. 12-foot tall figures. Their arms will come off and like drift through the floor and then come back up. And then one of them's completely sideways and it keeps spinning. And one of them walks into a wall, stops, and then stands on its head. The whole time it's just... And they don't know what the fuck's happening. There are scorch marks where you see one of them's been standing for a while because somebody's clearly taking a pot shot at one of them. What are you guys doing?
Behind us, less than friendly.
What? You hear behind you some heavy movements on tiny feet moving very fast.
So ballerinas?
Yeah, the fattest ballerinas you've ever heard.
That's my favorite kind.
Are they cute there?
Like a hippo.
Audrey Hepburn was a ballerina. Adorable.
I'm going to try and steal one, in fact.
Yeah, oh yeah, because you're an alligator. Plus one momentum.
Absolutely. Plus that one was momentum. Really good. 100%.
Does that say giant mantis?
Yes.
Giant grub?
Yeah.
If only we had a warthog.
So behind you, you turn at the look of Bolivo's face, and there is a giant mantis scrambling through the doorway. There's a giant centipede next to the mantis, and behind them, looming, and you don't know how it's moving so fast, is a giant grub, bigger than the other two combined.
Does the mantis appear to be female?
I think if you want to find that out, crawl underneath it and, like, look into
its
stuff.
Check out the undercarriage?
Yeah.
See, the problem is, I think the female mantis is bigger, but this is a giant mantis. We have no frame of reference.
You guys probably traveled like this, right?
Yeah,
That looks exactly how I'd imagine it.
Okay, which is not a tactically sound positioning, but it looks probably where you guys would be. So you guys ran into the room, Galene first, in a tight little bundle, followed by Kelton and Obed, and then behind them was Nesbitt and Esmond.
Well, if Obed was in speed form,
I was actually going to say, in the sense of once we started running, I probably would have been in speed.
Okay, so you're right next to Galene. Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
That works for me.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to put Bolivo on the map. And
I'm so glad this NPC has, like, existed. Thanks, Big Bad Shadow Man, for Bolivo.
Hey, Big Bad Shadow Man, as soon as you want to start a ska band, let's just fucking go for it, man.
Big Bad Shadow Band.
Oh!
And all of the songs will be about kaiju.
I want that playing while I'm drunk in a swimming pool at, like, a bunch of 40-something-year-old people drinking.
Yeah, with one of the ones that has the tiki bar along the side of the pool.
I can walk up and order the bar. Yeah.
Let's do some Starship Troopers shit. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so Bolivo... I have a really hard time imagining him using a weapon other than a pistol. And then I remember that hand crossbows exist.
Yes.
So you see him holding a hand crossbow at the ready, a little tiny hand crossbow, and his left hand is white knuckle gripping a package of little bolts. And he seems pretty rattled by all this. You get the feeling that he's a good investigator. That's his job.
All right.
But the crossbow looks very official.
So he's a gumshoe, not like a noir detective.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way forward, they're exhausted, but they look like they're ready to act. And you hear like the... Like it starts shaking the cavern and it sounds closer now.
God.
Bolivo, I hope that was your stomach.
I need battle order. They have 7.
18.
15. You guys go first.
Yeah. Was it Natty 18 or plus 11?
11 plus okay. 7.
So these clear bugs are at the entrance and you guys are 70, 75 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Kelton goes first.
Kelton, seeing these clear monster bugs filling the entrance, just filled with a primordial distaste for bug creatures, gets his axe all nice, shaken out, and runs his full movement speed towards the giant centipede, and then asks Esmond to take the shot.
Burning Lance.
All right. Against the mantis?
Yes.
14.
That's not a hit.
All right.
It's a mantis. It's shucking and jiving. It's rolling its shoulders. Kind of like salivating if a mantis could do so.
Rubbing its eyeballs.
Yeah, it starts rubbing its eyeballs and it just goes between its crazy right angle of a... What's the mantis form, like the grabber called? The claw pincer, whatever you'd call it.
Damn.
It's like a scythe, right? Like,
yeah. Bio-scythe.
Bio-scythe. Hello, Boston.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Open it up for the glass spiders.
Yeah.
I want to watch Guyver now.
The giant grub starts to move because they've stopped because things start being flung at them. And you hear tiny feet, the pitter-patter of tiny feet, move it along towards the entrance.
Maybe there's, like, ants carrying the grub.
Is this a Trojan grub? They're going to throw out the grub and be ants?
Galen moves 5 spaces to help her manager friend out.
I am the manager.
Now, the way forward, a couple of their magicians, you can tell that these guys are not the huge badasses that you are. 2 of them take crack shots, one at the mantis, one at the centipede. We'll say white is Ice Lance at the giant centipede, green is Burning Lance at the giant mantis.
Dope.
An ice mage.
Both miss. Now it is the mantis's turn. It moves in and takes a swipe at Galene, I think taking a -4 because she is behind Kelton, but he's very tall.
So what's the reach
That's
of the mantis?
A long arm.
3.
Whew.
Miss.
So if I get within 3 spaces, am I invoking?
You don't know.
Taking a chance on it, I guess. Nesbitt sees Kelton and Galene approaching. Nesbitt runs around behind them, opposite Galene, going to throw that shadow of death. So it's kind of offset on the mantis, but still overlapping it a little bit.
So it becomes somewhere dangerous for the others?
Right, so that there's some area behind it that hopefully these guys aren't too wise and will follow suit behind the mantis into the zone.
Okay, and now it's the centipede's turn. It moves into the shadow of death slightly on all of its 100 legs. You see its mandibles open and its many antenna fold back. And out of its mouth,
buck laser.
A spray comes out, targeting the 3 who've advanced. So Nesbitt, Kelton, and Galene. 14.
Hit.
No, you're in phalanx.
Miss!
I think you're all in phalanx.
Yes.
Yes.
Has that missed everybody?
No.
Okay, so it hits Kelton.
Yes.
It hits Galene? Okay, well, it's going to have a hard time doing any damage to either of you. 3 damage.
So, no damage.
Yeah, so you both have armor over that. So, it doesn't do anything this round.
This round.
The 2 targets who were hit catch fire for 1d4 rounds and take 1d6 fire damage at the start of their turn.
Oh.
Now, do you want to have the number of rounds apply to you individually, or do you want it to happen to both of you to be the same?
Same?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 round. So you're on fire. You please remind me.
I will.
Be honest. Thank you.
I take fire very seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. Esmond's like,
those guys are way more attractive than I remember them being.
All right. I'd like to do a thing I think I'm allowed to do. I would like to spend 30 momentum and gain a single step down the path of fire.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. I think you are allowed to do that. Let's make that the rule. So what's going to happen is you gain all those abilities.
Uh-huh.
You gain your 4 HP that you would get for taking another step down a caster path, but it does not increase your current HP.
So you just went from being at full health to not being at full health, but it's not because you took damage, but because
the pool increased.
Got
right.
it. Okay.
Okay, so for the listeners, he gets an ability called Flame Orbs. It's a swift action. He creates a sphere of flame in an adjacent space. You can create a number of orbs equal to 1 plus your composure. once per round. Once per round, and as a move action, you can move them. They can travel up to 100 feet away from you.
Mm-hmm.
If they make contact with something, they deal 1d6 fire damage.
Okay, so if you make multiple orbs.
So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend a swift action and make three little balls.
Nope. One.
Oh, one at a time?
One per round.
All right. And I'm going to make a little ball and put it right in front of me. And then this with this newfound ability, Esmond just throws it directly at the mantis.
Okay, as your move action?
Yep.
Okay, it makes contact with the mantis and does 1d6 of fire.
You don't have to roll?
Nope.
Holy shit.
Five.
Does nice. Five fire damage against the mantis.
Yeah, and I don't think it should be augmented at all.
No, because you get to create a number equal to your composure plus one. Yeah, yeah. So.
But then, fuck.
Yeah, it could be pretty cool.
No, but that means you can make a shield around you, or you can, like...
You do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that is right?
And
absolutely
then,
insane.
Then with his attack action, Esmond looks at the mantis, casts Flaming Pillar.
Oh, shit, okay.
Come on, baby. 13 plus 3, 16.
16 hits.
10 damage to the mantis.
Okay, that turn was fucking epic. You took a step down a path. You spent your swift action to create a flaming orb. Nobody's ever seen you do this before. You spent your move action to throw it into the creature as a pillar erupted under its feet and shot up through it. I think that earns a momentum.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, good sir. I am now Charmeleon.
Well, since we've had no damage done, Obed is going to step into his aspect of war, so his scales are going to get super hard looking like a
penis.
I was thinking like a lionfish. You know how they get like super like
spiky?
Yeah.
Isn't this how we met you?
Yeah, it is.
There's that guy I know.
Yeah, hey, I haven't done this since actually.
Oh, wait, that's the same guy?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Obed, now in his aspect of war, is going to step around Esmond. So my plan is to do Burning Ray straight through and hit both the mantis and the
centipede
is.
Oh, yeah, you can hit them both.
So 18.
18 hits.
Okay, cool. 3 damage to both of them.
You get the feeling they were not affected by that.
They were not affected by that, guys.
Bolivo looks back over his shoulder at the way forward, and he goes, "Guys, start clearing out. Get him out of here. Get him out." Because there's injured, and they have an exit. So they're going to start making their way towards it. He takes a shot with his hand crossbow at the mantis. Miss. 2 more shots from the most able-bodied way forward. Ice Lance. Was it Ice Lance and Burning Lance?
Yes.
We got to be more creative.
I know.
All right.
And Burning Ray.
Well, we changed Burning Ray, I think, to something else later. Well, we can look it up.
Did we?
It's in the new rulebook. They're both against the mantis. Both miss. Kelton.
Takes a d6 of fire damage.
Yes, he does. Thank you.
Wow.
Kelton is on fire at the beginning of his turn. Go ahead and roll your fire damage for you. Go in the backyard, pick up the switch that you're going to be with.
3.
Okay, you take 3 fire damage, unmitigated.
Okay. Mm. Enraged by being set on fire. Mm-hmm. It's never happened to him before. Doesn't like it. He's going to spend 30 momentum.
You're going to steal my fucking thunder, you dick.
All right, 30 momentum.
This is supposed to be my day.
He's going to take step one champion.
Oh, shit.
He's been watching his friends.
Ooh.
With
it's a good.
So you get
strike,
double strike and helmet splitter.
Can overwhelming strike work with a one-handed weapon?
Yes.
Yes.
We haven't talked about this formally, but the idea of putting in a rule that you have to wait until you rest to advance a step down a path actually is not in line with how the paths are structured or how momentum is used. And also, there's a lot less bookkeeping taking a step down a path than leveling up a character in D&D or Pathfinder.
Yeah, I did it in like 20 seconds, so
yeah,
it's pretty okay.
Leveling up mid-combat like that is like going Super Saiyan.
It's daring.
Fucking owns. I 100% support it.
He was on fire.
Although, now that I've seen it twice, the first time is less impressive.
John, be sweet.
Hey, no, I mean, but that third time, it comes around again.
Kelton is going to move to the side to get into the giant mantis.
Okay. And disengaging, I'm assuming.
Disengaging to his left. He is not too pleased with being set on fire by a giant bug. He is going to try out Overwhelming Strike.
Oh, for the first time ever.
First time ever.
All right.
Pop our cherry, bro. Let's do this.
Pop it. You did well. Let's see how I do. 16.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
This is a D10 plus 6. It's pretty pretty dope.
D10 plus 6 plus 2.
That's solid.
10 damage.
That was exactly as daring as the thing that Esmond did. Esmond, do you disagree?
I do not.
Momentum for Kelton.
Thank you.
Again, I'm going to be a little shitty about it, but I'm not going to stop it. Actually, you took my like setting yourself on fire bullshit, too. So I'm a little double shitty about it.
He didn't set himself on fire. Yeah. That would be a different story.
So the giant grub you see beneath it is an army of smaller creatures that look like ants carrying it, bending to its will.
Oh, God damn it. I hate it when I'm right.
Obed, you call that so hard.
Plus one momentum for Obed.
Yeah!
And it advances faster than you would believe for an object of its size. You see its mouth open, and magic coalesces in front of it, in front of the hole that it uses for its mouth, and blasts out in a ray, targeting Obed and Esmond.
All right.
With death damage.
Ooh.
This ability is called Rot Blast, my friends. This is plus 3. 11.
Nope. Yes.
Misses both.
I don't like that at all.
Some kind of big smart bug.
Did he just cast magic within two spaces of Obed?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
It invokes.
You're so good. 14.
Hit.
Sweet. Nice. 6 plus my aspect of war, so 8 damage.
Ooh, nice.
With my bardiche.
You get the feeling that this thing is relatively undefended and did not recognize that you would hit it.
It's squishy and dumb.
Whatever you say, Batman.
That was literally the voice Savannah told me to play was Christian Bale, yeah, Batman in Aspect of War.
Are you wearing hockey pads?
Yes.
My turn?
Oh, yes.
Gaylene is a little miffed about...
Gaylene takes fire damage.
Yeah, oops. She's miffed about that.
All right. Do you want me to roll the damage or you?
You can do it.
All right, here we go.
Oh. You should have rolled it.
That is 6 damage. Unmitigated.
Oh, but you're going to be busy today.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm a bummer.
So glad I started an aspect of war.
The good news is now nobody's on fire anymore.
I'm on fire.
So she moved 5 spaces to be next to the centipede. Galen's going to do Venom Strike on the centipede.
Do you have a catchphrase when you use Venom Strike?
Hi-ya.
That's a good one.
Plus 5 is 20.
That's a hit.
2. 7.
7 damage to the centipede.
I thought you had a catchphrase when you did that.
Hi-ya!
So Bolivo is going to attack, and so is a member of the Way Forward that has Contagion.
Mm.
What does that do?
Well, he doesn't have Malediction, so it's just a d6, and if it hits, he gets to target somebody else and do another d6. Bolivo goes against the Mantis, misses. The other member of the Way Forward misses. Okay, they suck. They are not built for
that's
combat.
That's fine.
They're panicked.
Yeah.
We appreciate your efforts.
It's Mantis' turn. He is in Shadow of Death.
5.
5 damage. Unmitigated.
Thank you, Death Cloud, that you're we welcome. Can't acknowledge.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
The giant Mantis now has been attacked on all sides. It's been kind of shaken just by the amount of activity coming at it. So it looks around, and it doesn't know who to attack, but it can only reach 3 of you. So I'm going to roll a d4. 1 Nesbitt, 2 Kelton, 3 Obed. And if it lands on 4, I'll reroll. So Nesbitt.
Yay.
It attacks by raising its pincer. Maybe that's the word.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
It's Bioscythe. High up in the air, crashing down on Nesbitt. I'm rolling terribly today.
Yeah, you are.
Rolling rocks.
Christ.
That's a miss. It comes down next to you as you kind of like slip the shot, and the pincer drills, like sticks in the ground, and he has to yank hard to pull it back out.
Whoa. Don't like that guy.
Just a all creepy right. Translucent.
Yeah, Mantis.
Oh, God, I forgot.
Oh, God, why did you make it all worse, Savannah?
It's cool. It's like the telephone from Clarissa Explains It All.
Hell yeah.
And that telephone was fucking bad.
Holy shit, of all the that's translucent things in the world, that's the direction you went.
It's the Clarissa's most phone. Desirable
no, I
translucent.
We're not arguing. It's
in
just
my
very
head
specific.
Because of it, so you nailed it.
I'm nervous about invoking, but I really want that sneak attack damage. Gonna go ahead and disengage into the Mantis adjacent to Kelton, get that phalanx, and also, because he is adjacent, he can use his plunging strike. Cunts. 6.
Cunts is not enough to hit. Now it's the giant centipede's turn. It is in the Shadow of Death.
And he will take 3 damage.
He's also envenomed.
One.
One damage. It's going to move forward, invoking from Galen.
Plus five is eight.
Miss. It is now up close with Nesbitt.
Yay.
And it's going to try to take a bite out of him.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And it's seven,
oh, it does.
17.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Seven damage.
Oof.
Target is poisoned, slowing, and reducing all skill checks by four.
Whoa. Shit.
Yep.
Esmond's going to use a swift action, create a fireball, and move it toward the mantis.
Like move it into him?
Yeah.
Because you can do that on your same turn. Okay.
Yeah. All right. One. Lame. And then I'm going to take a pot shot with Burning Lance. 10.
10 is a miss.
Obed is going to move forward towards the back of Kelton, and he's going to cast Burning Ray, hitting Kelton, Nesbitt, the centipede, and Galen.
Do it.
And he's going to spend two moment.
Oh.
Okay, so 16, 18, 23, 29.
29 to hit.
Yes.
That obviously hits.
Great.
And give me some flavor. You spent momentum. Show me what he's doing.
Okay, there's a lot more bugs than normal. The ratio of bugs to Obed is different.
I feel like not in amount, but in mass.
But definitely by volume, yeah.
By volume, there's more bug in the room than there is normal. So he's a little uncomfortable. He doesn't like the fingers.
He's
the,
making finger motions.
Yeah, the
he's making jazz hands.
Obed doesn't like the little hands, the little fingers. But he's still in his aspect of war. But he sees suddenly that the people around him have a little bit extra room for some light.
So I was on fire, so I did.
That's also two. Five. So five health to everybody. I do seven damage to the centipede.
All right. Two members of the way forward are going to take shots. This is going to be Ice Lance, Burning Lance. Both miss. God. Two and a five. Natty.
Keep trying, guys. We love
useless.
The effort.
Why did I run here?
Why did the good ones have to die?
Round two is ended, and you hear the closer than it's ever been.
It's probably not a big deal.
I think it's an underground whale.
I think Miss Galen has done everything with her snacks but eat them. I think that's her stomach.
The wall to the south rips open.
God damn it.
It opens and peels away like the lid of a sardine can. Behind it is a massive bug with three heads. Limbs that look like those on an assassin bug digging through. And it roars, which is an attack. It's not actually trying to attack you with this roar. It's just very loud. 14, Natty.
I am in phalanx with Kelton, so 15.
14.
16.
12.
Galen and Kelton are immobilized.
No.
Ba-dum-bum.
I kind of like you where you are, Kelton.
It couldn't have gone better for you guys.
Yeah.
So for size, this thing is about 30 to 35 feet in diameter. It is enormous. It is clearly the thing that has dug the holes between these rooms.
Since he's immobilized, he's probably just going to have Esmond take a shot at the giant mantis.
Esmond, take the shot. I can't move for some reason.
19.
Plus 1.
20.
Hit.
7.
Now it's the grub's turn. It begins its turn in Shadow of Death.
And takes 5.
And the grub moves out of Shadow of Death, tries to move through the group of you, clearly trying to escape the giant bug, invoking an attack from Esmond, and fine. Definitely invokes from Obed.
Might as well just punch him.
To 13.
Hit.
6 damage.
And it turns its head.
Wait, is Esmond going to take a punch?
Might as well.
Can punch him.
18.
18 hits. Unarmed damage, which we just decided is 2 flat plus strength.
4 damage.
All right.
That's a punch. Not terrible,
yeah,
man.
Punch
that's not terrible.
Punch it right in the eye.
Really kind of just like out of just like,
You can roll worse with a weapon. I like it. I like that a lot.
It turns its head and casts Rot Blast through Obed, Kelton, Nesbitt, and the giant centipede.
Nice.
Misses everybody.
So since Galen can't move, she's going to do Overwhelming Strike to the centipede.
Okay.
18.
18 hits.
So Galen got 8 plus 5 plus double my strength, which is 2.
Which is?
What number is?
15.
Yeah.
There we go.
All
right. 15 damage against the centipede.
Yeah, is it poison too, or is that only on its beginning turn?
It is envenomed. It is when it begins its turn.
Okay.
But members of the way forward are like, oh, shit. Bolivo's like, we all got to clear out of here. What are you guys doing?
I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say, kill them all.
All right. So
shit.
Bolivo's going to do his part, and he's going to take a shot at the giant bug. That's a
hit. Oh, there's my boy.
And he does...
a D4.
6 damage.
Yeah.
To the giant fuck-off monster.
Does it even stick into it?
It doesn't seem to give a shit.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, what I figured.
He says, we gotta get out of here. Two members of the way forward are like, we'll clear a path for you. And both miss again.
God, they're so bad.
You guys are so useful.
How have you all survived this long?
You think the 3 really good ones probably are the ones who came to your aid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is now the mantis's turn. It begins its turn within Shadow of Death.
And takes 4.
4 damage. It's reacting to the giant bug. It's going to disregard anything to do with safety and start moving towards the direction that the people are moving. Double moving.
Do we get text of opportunity on it?
Yes, you do. So Nesbitt, Galen, Obed, and Kelton were threatening it, except for Obed already used his opportunity attack.
I rolled a 2.
I rolled a 5. Also not going to do it.
I rolled a 19. That might. So
19
22.
Hits. Yeah, okay. So that hits. I'll give you the upper hand for this because it clearly is not looking at you anymore.
Nice. All right.
Fuck him up.
I'm going to use my wind dagger on that. That'll be 15.
15 damage to the mantis?
Ow, buddy.
Yeah.
Can you describe what it looks like when your wind dagger goes into the translucent flesh of the mantis?
It's like a shaped charge.
Yeah, like ballistic gelatin. Just throw that into it as it's going by, crack through that chitinous shell, and then just ripples of air just resonating throughout its whole body.
Nice. It looks like it is about to crumple, but it is getting out of there, and it sees those people heading for an exit, and it's trying to make the same exit that they are. Now it is Nesbitt's turn.
Nesbitt is pretty much just going to follow suit. He likes that idea. Chasing after the mantis. He doesn't have enough move speed on a single move to get to him, but he's got to be right behind him.
Okay, so you can't reach him, but you're close to him.
Yep.
Okay, now it is a centipede's turn. It takes venom damage.
1.
Okay, and it takes Shadow of Death.
5.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's about to crumple as well. It's going to move towards the exit, and you see that the way forward are panicking. And as it moves towards those people, they start to crowd around the entrance. It becomes kind of a crush near the way that they're trying to exit. So before it can do anything while it's trying to escape, it invokes an opportunity attack from Galen.
12 plus 5 is 17.
17 hits.
3.
3 damage. You feel like you tagged him on his way out, but it didn't do anything. And it's going to use Burning Spray on the crush, because it's trying to get through.
Gonna set all our homies on fire.
And
Oh my god.
Natty 17 hits all of them. And you see them just erupt in flames. And what is it, a cone? It's a cone 4.
Jesus. Sorry, guys. It's just trying to find the way forward.
All right. Is Bolivo in there?
Bolivo is not in there. He's holding the line.
All right.
And 8 of them die.
God damn.
That's kind of good for us.
Yeah, that means we can get to the exit faster.
Oh, no. It is bad news. They are on fire and covered in a material that keeps fires going.
For 2 turns?
Well, let's find out how many rounds that they're going to be on fire for. Yeah, two full rounds.
Are either of the monsters afraid of the fire they just sent?
The giant centipede doesn't seem to be. The giant mantis doesn't look like it was consulted on this plan.
All right, archaeologists, roll out. I guess what I'll do is just... Esmond's going to disengage from the giant grub and take a shot with Burning Lance at the giant centipede. 16 plus 5, 21.
21 hits.
9 damage. And I'm gonna make a little spear.
Obed is still kind of pumped up on the adrenaline. He's going to do Remembered Past of a time that there was a gross bug in a library that he was studying in. And he's going to cast Rippling Lunge on the grub in front of him.
That's a good one.
You've used Remembered Past 3 times, and every time it was very
worthwhile,
beneficial.
So thank God. Yeah, so that is 16.
Hits.
Okay. 11. 11.
Holy shit.
Fuck me.
Plus 2d6 or 1d6?
2d6. No, wait, you didn't have the upper hand, did you?
No.
Yeah, so you don't do sneak attack.
So double my shot this. 2, so that is 24.
It dies.
Boosh.
Doosh. You hit it with that bardiche and just cut deep into its insides, and it dies. And as it does, a claw extends from this giant creature. 2 members of the way forward are getting the F out of there. Only one of them is going to take a pot shot at the giant centipede who just burned people alive. Ice Lance. And misses. And... They didn't land a hit this entire...
No, they sure didn't. Day. I'm so glad we ran back here, guys.
We love you guys. Yeah, you're beautiful.
Bolivo hit.
This
little fucking hand crossbow.
Mm-hmm. And now, the Devourer.
Sweet yeah. name.
Oh, that's a good name.
Oh, this is way too close to me.
That's so big!
Moves forward. 6 spaces, so 30 feet. That giant claw from earlier grabs the giant grub. And the 3 heads that you see are actually just collections of sensors, and they split apart into a giant 3-part mouth, and the whole grub goes into it.
Grody. You're lucky I did all the work for you.
And now a series of what look like helper creatures come out from beneath its scales and start to spread out in the room.
Some bitch.
I fucking hate this thing already.
Inside the room goes... and makes its noise again.
Oh, no. Oh, God damn it.
Everybody. Anybody have better than 16
no.
dodge?
Nope.
You're all immobilized.
Good. Cool.
All right. And so is everybody else in this room, including Bolivo.
Hey, guys. It's been a lot of fun. I think we're going to die. I have a little bit of a confession to make. You know that stick in the cave that I wrote my name on?
Yeah.
There wasn't anything under the stick. I've had the Eckies in my pocket this whole time.
You had 1,000 of them?
Yeah.
1,000. Just we didn't notice the noise.
No, his armor covers that a lot. I clank a lot. So, you guys didn't ask about them.
Esmond
so
cast Rogue Star on Kelton. That is not a joke.
You guys,
fuck them.
You guys wanted the disguise kit and the drum, and you didn't say anything about the money. And then I waited, and you still didn't say anything about the money. So I made up this story about a cave with a stick.
Take your fucking turn. I'll be angry at you later.
They've been on my character sheet this entire time. It's just been sitting here. It says bag of 1,000 Ackies. I was going to spend them, but we just never got the chance.
Kelton,
let's do.
Should
this.
We attack the centipede, or yes, should we just straight up go for the devourer? All right.
We're not yeah. killing that thing. Fuck.
Oh, I didn't say kill it. We're just going to fight it. This is our time.
No, we are running away.
This is our immortal,
no, we are
immortal,
running
glorious moment.
As soon as we're allowed to run away, we are running away.
I thought you were destined to die by a mole monster.
You're
am
right.
Am I taking the shot or what?
Take the shot on the centipede. I was just kidding about the money. It's in the cave under the stick.
16.
16 against the centipede hits.
Yes.
I've been sitting on that
When were the Howards?
13. 10.
Now it is the grub's turn, and it has been eaten.
Can we see the grub inside of the devourer?
No.
The devourer
is not clear.
Oh.
It is a dark brown.
Somehow less scary.
Since Galen can't reach any bug friends, she's going to try to move.
Difficulty 10. Strength.
13.
Galen is free. She now can spend an attack or a move action.
Galen is going to use Leap, which allows her to move 10 spaces.
Okay.
That's a really good combination of...
So since Bolivo also goes this round too, he goes, I gotta get these guys out of here. Could you distract that thing?
No.
I'm gonna try.
Are we really gonna fight the thing?
No, you don't. You get away. I have to do a thing.
You promise if I run away, no one's gonna yell at me?
No. No. You get away.
You're running away.
No, away is here.
Oh, we're going deeper in. That was our plan.
So you could come back here, and you know that there is at least one way to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Other than this.
All right.
Yeah, like I just started following the...
Without monsters and flaming corpses, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I feel like these kind of things would be more obvious to you if
right,
you were standing
absolutely.
In the room looking at all of this. Yeah.
Galen moves 10 spaces through the exit and leaves the fighting circle.
Okay.
She leapt.
Bolivo is going to roll to see if he can move. No, he cannot. So he's just like, ah, crap. Okay, and he takes a shot with his hand crossbow. Misses. That was a natural 2.
It's a giant creature.
Yeah, and he rolled a 2. Well, he's also having trouble moving.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just like twang. 2 members of the way forward. Let's see if either of them get free. 1 does. Casts Ice Lance.
Yeah. Way to be, dog! Does Brits. 1 damage.
Yeah. You get the sense that it got through the armor of the devourer, and it got its attention a little bit. Mantis's turn. Nesbitt's trailing it on its tail. It just wants to get away. It's going to try to climb over the other people, might catch fire, doesn't give a shit, is trying to squeeze through that hole like a cockroach under a door. So I think this would be a... What kind of check would this be? Would this be strength to try to move the flaming corpses out of the way?
I think it's going
to
try and dive over. I think it'd be
endurance.
Dexterity?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so
I thought it'd be endurance for the fire, but...
Okay, well, let's make a difficulty then for its dexterity. We'll say 10 or higher, it gets through.
All right.
15 or higher, it takes no fire damage.
All right.
Cool. Okay.
All right. It only gets a +1 to dex. 18.
Whoop. It gets through, and it's fine.
Yeah, it scrambles out. Now it's in the exit that those guys were going to go through. But it doesn't seem interested in attacking them at the moment.
Nesbitt can't move. That mantis that he wanted dead is peacing out. Nesbitt is going to be like, not so fast, you're leaving something back here. And casts Lifesteal.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Going to use the black d20. And that will be a 17.
That hits.
Yes. First time I've actually landed it.
Am I going to have to retcon? Let's find out.
2d10 +1.
Holy shit.
7.
Nesbitt gets 4 health back, and the mantis dies.
Yo.
Before it gets to the door, right?
I think...
It got through.
No,
you could almost like imagine that like it starts before the mantis starts moving, and it gets even around the door, but it's already too late. It's begun.
Okay. I just didn't want to die in their door, because that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, they already kind of have that problem.
Yeah.
But you don't want more.
With their friends' corpses.
Now it's the centipede's turn. It's just going to try to crawl over them, and it's going to try to spray fire as it does so. It seems to be kind of heedless of the fire, which probably means something.
It means I'm glad I wasn't shooting fire spells at it.
Doesn't hit anybody. The spray goes over top because it's nervous, and it just crawls out through the hole. Esmond.
All right, I'm going to try and break free. 15 +2.
You're free.
I'm going to run over to my buddy, Kelton.
Does your orb stay there?
Yeah.
Esmond jogs over next to Kelton, hoping that not so fast and his phalanx might save me.
Okay.
Dude, as a swift, did you want to make another
orb? Oh, yeah,
let's
pop another one.
Obed is going to spend a move action to try and get free.
Boom.
14.
Free.
And then I'm going to spend my attack action to shift into aspect of speed.
2 members of Way Forward's turn, the 2 additional ones. They were immobilized as well. 1 of them's free. Misses. Also a natty 2. All right, so it moves forward like the passage of time. It makes an attack against Bolivo. Misses. It makes an attack against Obed. Misses. It makes an attack against Kelton. Misses.
Jesus. It is big and clumsy.
You guys are so lucky.
I know. I cannot even imagine.
All right. And it has moved through a threatened space if Obed wants to take advantage of it.
I do, but I don't.
What is that?
Obed rolls a 3. 3, so that's a 6.
That hits.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. I mean, it is a droopy skyscraper.
Yeah. 7 damage? Okay, well, I don't need to mark it. I'm just letting you know that now. I don't need to mark 7 damage against it.
Oh, good.
All right.
Guys, I just hit a wall.
Kelton would like to spend a swift action to hand the bag of Ackies to Esmond.
That is a move action.
That's a move action.
Yeah.
Don't
okay,
do that.
Never mind. Kelton is going to use his move action to take off all of his armor and clothes.
And say, what Ackies?
That would be so much more than a move action.
Also, okay. What the hell
that's
is
like
he doing?
Four move
He's
actions.
He's got clips. Pops the clips.
Everything is buttoned like those tearaway pants.
I was just saying he's wearing just like basketball pants.
Tears it off.
It makes a
so it's just him and his axe.
No.
And no.
You can't do that.
No. Also, what are you doing? Lame. Stop.
How many actions would that take?
It would take like 15 minutes to take off like heavy armor.
Okay. What did we decide one round was? 45
6 seconds.
Six seconds.
45
Jesus.
Seconds. No.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That was going to be more fun. Okay.
If you can undress in 6 seconds, go for it.
Tear away pants. All right, just his pants then. All
right. Okay. The pants are off.
Kelton is going to use his move action to toss the Ackies behind his shoulder. He is going to use his attack action going for Helmet Splitter.
On this thing?
On the Colossus.
Okay.
All right. I don't... Fine.
9 plus 2 is 11.
Hit. You've hit the giant, implacable bug train.
Excellent.
Hello, Boston.
This has been a good episode for band names. Like, we could fill out an entire Earth-day birthday.
I feel like this is so Sisyphusian.
No, Sisyphus can actually move the rock to the top.
15 damage on Helmet Splitter.
Good, great. Yeah, does 15 damage. Good job.
Where are those goddamn Ackies?
What? Behind my shoulder somewhere.
I hate you so much.
I tried to hand them to you, you said, I don't want them.
So I was like, no, right. That's not what happened.
No, I said don't waste your move on that.
Hold on, I think...
He's right in front of my face. What am I going to move?
I think for flavor, I want to know where the Ackies went. He threw them over his shoulder.
How hard did he throw them?
I was more starting to take off my armor.
All right,
how much do you weigh?
Odds in a space adjacent to Obed. Evens Obed's space, and he gets to try to catch him.
Okay.
Adjacent to Obed. They're sitting on the ground right next to Obed.
Dope. Fine. Awesome.
Gaylene doesn't really understand why the fuck people are not following her, so she's going to hold her turn like Skeetle your beetle, man.
Oh, shit. Skeetle beetles are next.
It didn't do that thing again, so I'm mobile. Done. All right.
It ran face first into a fire orb, and somebody hit it for 15, and somebody hit it for 6.
7, yeah.
6 or 7.
Yeah. He's not even counting, guys. We should know.
No, I'm not writing this down.
I see that.
Yeah. No.
No, the thing is, we established that.
It's a god.
And then Kelton did it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys were...
No, first he threw away... A small fortune.
Every part of what Kelton just did
angers me to my core.
In character.
Oh no, I know.
Every part of it was 100%
Kelton to the
nonsense.
Core.
Yes,
it was absolutely perfect.
I'm quitting after this done. I'm putting in my I'm dead notice.
I made you a promise. We're fucking killing Kelton.
Oh yeah.
So Nesbitt is making for the door.
All right. Full speed.
Yep. Double moving.
You make it.
Good luck, everybody, under my employ.
Okay.
I'm going to make a roll to see if it even, like, does it notice us? Does it give a shit?
Well, it made attacks.
Yeah.
It made three attacks, but there's a lot going on in this room.
I'm still going to play it safe because I'm fucking terrified. Esmond is going to disengage one square. It might not even matter. I don't even know what his reach is. And then just haul for the door.
It doesn't notice or care. It's just moving forward. All right. Still.
That's it.
Obed.
What type of an action is it to pick up a bag of ackies?
Move.
That's fucking bullshit,
you can
man.
Dude, you could still make the door.
It's not bullshit not, I that can't, that's true.
I can't disengage, pick up,
I don't
and
think,
then
I don't
hit
think
the
it's
going
to matter. Just go for it.
And you're in speed
go
now, right?
I am in back speed. Speed.
Yeah. You can move 8 squares.
Which means I can disengage 2.
If you don't want to pick up the bag.
Pick up the bag. Do
or
it.
I can pick up the bag.
Pick up the bag. You're only a
go hard.
Intern.
I mean, if we were being realistic, he would not pick up the bag.
Yeah, so that's actually going to be... Obed is going to look down at the bag, and then he's going to look around him and see that half of his party, most of which cares about Ackies, is not around him. These Ackies that I thought were gone already, these are extra Ackies.
Grow a pair. Come on.
I did grow a pair, which allows me to disengage 2 and then move 8 towards the door. Of any of us, I'm an intern. Money is the least. I don't even, this intern doesn't even know what it is.
Those Ackies are on the ground behind Kelton.
Doesn't matter. I'll be alive to get Kelton's bonus.
Okay.
That's not how that works. It doesn't transfer.
Makes a swing against Kelton and Bolobo. That was really lucky.
Yeah, it was.
Miss against Kelton. And a hit against Bolobo. +5. 11 against Bolivo, that he got very lucky.
Ooh.
So he yells, I'm getting out of here. Go, guys, go. It's now Kelton's turn.
Kelton is going to look at Nesbitt. Nesbitt, promise me one thing.
What?
Waste all the money that was saved up to give me at a later date.
I can do that for
Just
you.
Just waste it.
Yeah.
Don't
all
spend
right.
it on anything this? Meaningful.
You could get away right now. You could pick it up and
disengage
get away.
Disengage and run.
Yeah.
17.
17 what?
Just my axe.
You're just going to just do a regular hit?
Just regular
You're not
weapon
even
going to
do overwhelming strike?
Just regular weapon damage. It doesn't matter.
17 hits.
Excellent. That's my turn.
Okay.
Kelton will not run. He will not.
Okay.
He is an idiot. He is a thief. He is a liar. But he will not run from something just because it's bigger than him.
No.
There are multiple reasons.
This is not just bigger than you.
We ran.
This is outside of the scope of what you think a thing can be.
Today we ran from Bug Pit.
Yeah, those weren't really bigger than me.
Yes, they were.
They're a little bigger than me. This thing is just pretentious.
God.
All right, so real question. Kelton's standing on some train tracks. He was going to cross them. A train's coming at him full force. He's like, oh.
In all
I'm
honesty,
not gonna run.
Everything Kelton has been made is to raise his axe and turn towards that train. Everything inside of Kelton wants him to turn and fight that train.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go.
He will not.
Fucking.
Bolivo runs for the door and he goes, get out of here. Go. And he's like, grabs a member of the way forward and he's trying to shuffle him now over the bodies which have just been put out because those two rounds have happened.
Yeah. Give me D6s.
Don't worry.
Just passing me D6s.
You guys run. I got this.
Just start passing them to me.
The creature, without any other targets, takes 3 swings at Kelton. Miss. 14.
Hit.
All right. 2 hits.
2 hits.
12 on the first one. 20 on the second.
That puts me at 0.
Kelton is down.
Like down forever?
No, just down. He's down to 0. He's unconscious.
Well, bitch ain't running.
That's it.
Bitch could have
My plan isn't going to work.
It is now Kelton's turn. Kelton's turn ends. Gaylene's turn.
Because we can end this right now and say that no one's going back for him. That's insane.
You just hear echoing thing. Waste the money.
Was that including the amount of armor you had?
No.
For each hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that would bypass
armor. It's not going to bypass armor.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're up.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, you still have like.
I thought that was way too much damage for you.
All right.
Well,
especially since every endurance buffing thing we could have given you, we tossed at you.
I'm still up.
So wait, 13 HP. you're still up.
13 HP.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
They do need you.
Yeah.
For what's coming.
Kelton, the fuck are you doing, you stupid goddamn pig? Get over here.
Warning strike.
Okay.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Warning strike will do nothing to it.
What?
It just makes it so that you get an attack against it if it tries to attack anybody else. It can't attack anybody else.
It can't attack anybody else.
Then not warning strike.
Yeah, run away.
Just my axe. Five.
Five to hit? Hits.
Yes. Good.
Okay.
You kill it. Congratulations.
Seven damage.
Okay.
Now use your move action.
No, that's okay. God. Kelton will not run.
Is anyone going to do anything? Because I'm going to do a thing.
Galen already said she was withholding.
All right.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I don't know where we're supposed to go.
So let's set the stage. Kelton's in there fighting the ocean with a stick, basically.
I need 10d6.
And you guys are all in the hallway watching him do it. What are you all doing?
Y'all should have listened to her and not go in the hole.
Kelton, if you do not get over here, I am going to use every goddamn Aki I have as responsibly as possible.
If you want, there's 1,000 Akis right over here.
Could you bring them to me?
Yeah, but when I kill this thing, I'll bring them.
Actually, it would be a much better order of operations if you could get the Akis over to me, and then you can go kill the thing. All right? Go bring me those Akis. Bring them here, boy.
Esmond.
I'm going to intimidate Kelton to make him feel like a coward if he doesn't want to survive, and I'm going to spend 10 momentum.
Holy fucking shit.
Okay, let's do this. Intimidation. It's your talent?
It is my talent.
I think you get to take the total of all the rolls,
mm-hmm.
and then roll all of it again and use the higher of the two results.
Oh.
36.
Okay, roll it again.
44.
Okay. Can Kelton conceivably beat a 44 in intimidation?
I don't believe so, right?
Right.
I mean, I could spend 15 momentum
to
beat it.
Yes, you can.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, you can. And if you do, in real life, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
All right, I'll spend 14.
All right. Give me the idea of what you want to get across.
Kelton, if you die in this chicken shit way, I'll make sure everyone who I ever met knows that you were a coward, that you didn't want to live, and that you never accomplished anything in your life.
Yeah, but that's not true.
This works, what he's doing.
Oh.
Remember that time you convinced us you understood languages that you didn't understand?
No.
This is what that's like.
So you get a composure check to oppose his intimidation.
All right, Kelton is going to double move, disengage one, and then he's going to move back towards the door.
Fine, are you happy?
No.
I could have taken him. Chicken dicks.
So you see Bolivo trying to drag people through the door as Kelton like sulks into the hallway of being like, okay.
Kicks a stone.
Yeah. And you know Bolivo's running in there with the giant centipede with all these people. You hope he's going to be all right because this thing is now moving towards that exit. When it can't get through, it turns and sees the hallway where you guys are. So what do you do?
Start running.
So you start running down the hallway. You get to the four-way junction. Things are exactly as wacky and glitchy and spinny and everything that you saw before.
Turning north.
North.
Four-way junction.
Let's keep heading towards that door that didn't have power before.
Yeah.
Okay. You head towards the north. You see that there is the bloodstains that were there before, the streaks. But now above those streaks are a series of glyphs. You see that by the pattern of the blood streak of the hand, you can tell that this hand moved from glyph to glyph before it was done.
Is it a triangle facing up and a triangle facing down?
It is not. It's not the Jewish Star of David.
No, I was hoping it was an elevator.
Would using the blood be you be able to recreate the movements of
That's
the handprint?
Easily.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, maybe I just
run my hand along the path that the...
And you hear a bell ding as behind you the... And the entire face of this wall raises super fast, and it opens, and you see that there is a corridor behind it. The width of the wall piece that was raised is about 20 feet thick.
Whoa. Oh, shit. See? Magic. Again.
All right. Yeah, that time I actually did do magic.
God damn it. And you get the sense that the piece of the wall that was lifted, this went through the floor and was lifted up to expose an opening that lets you through the passage.
Guff.
As you walk through, you hear somebody yelling in the distance. you see on the floor, on his knees, probably 300 feet ahead of you, is Calavon concentrating as hard as he can while a spell is rotating over his head and assailing an invisible force field. Beyond the force field, in an open area that's much larger than the area you've been to, there is scaffolding, and on the scaffolding is Forsha.
Whoa.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be concluded.
Whoa.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate everybody who listens to this program. This has been so much fun for us so far. If you just listened to this, you should know we're getting closer to closing up Chapter 1 of Echoes of the Star Crypt, and we're going to begin a new campaign with Liam as GM, and then probably Max next. And then we'll hopefully soon begin Chapter 2 of Echoes of the Star Crypt, bring back all the characters you love and the ones you hate, namely the GM. So if you like this game and you want to play it with your friends, check out our Patreon. At the $5 tier, you get all of the releases that we do, including all the rule books. We're about to release another one. If we haven't already, we probably should have by the time that this airs. And at the $10 tier, you get to create your own NPC, and some of them stick around. I mean, Bolivo was a fan-created NPC. We've got some coming up when they get out of this dungeon that are real doozies. So check us out on patreon.com/RPGFS, and you can become a patron yourself. Even at the $1 tier, you get some great content.
Also, you can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
We're also on Instagram, RPG from scratch, all one word.
We also post everything on Twitter at homebrewhombres.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.